afternoon. What I'm most afraid of in this attack on religious liberty is that those who believe in the principle to worship freely will somehow be placed down the road in situations where others will put into question our commitment as Americans. We cannot let others be in charge of this conversation alone. Because if we do not raise our voices now and consistently against the movement by the government to insert itself into the free functioning of religion in America, then they will be in charge. What I'm afraid of is that some will try and place us, those faithful believers, in a situation where they will try and force the question upon us. Are you a believer in the one true God first, or are you an American first? This situation is untenable. We must never allow the conversation to come to that. This question has never been asked of any of our forefathers, nor any generation that has gone before us, to simply choose one or the other. As if religious liberty and free exercise of our religion is somehow questionable as Americans. If we look to the early founders in our country, to Roger Williams, for example, who founded what was to become the state of Rhode Island as a model for freedom from persecution and free to worship without government interference, Providence offered a new light for itself, bringing together a democratic colony, freedom of religion, and a government that supported the believer, not attacked it. Then it was King Charles of England. Today it is our own federal government. As Catholics, our minds fall to Maryland. While officially Catholic by its charter, religious tolerance was consistently the norm. The very first law enacted by a democratic government on this side of the Atlantic was codified. Religious tolerance was in 1649, 363 years ago. All of our forefathers have enjoyed a freedom that is now in jeopardy. For most of that period, the assumption has been made that each man, woman, and child could worship the Creator and their God in their own fashion, in their own way, in self-determination, in self-governance of their faith. Speaking as a Catholic, the Church cannot be hindered in any fashion in our reaching out to others to help those encounter the ministry of Christ, whether it is in education, in healing, in service to the poor. And to ask us to violate our beliefs, to offer certain things through insurance, is doing just that. It is asking us to be the single voice in our world to be silenced. We are a voice that cries out in the wilderness. We cannot and we will not be silent. We cannot be asked yet forced to compromise our values and our ethics and disregard our mission and our ministry. It is contrary to all that we believe as Catholics, and it's contrary to everything we believe as Americans. We do not have to choose today. We stand on the brink of something that religious organizations of all walks did not ask for, but we are in this fight to win it, believing that this somehow will be taken up by others if we do not join the fray. Let us be honest with ourselves now. We now see what others think of the collective community of believers in our country. They seem to see us as insignificant. They seem to believe us to be too hesitant to speak out against injustice, but we must prove them wrong, because we have the greatest example. On the day of Pentecost, we see witness that what can be done if it is done in the Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Those first believers that day went from timid followers to intrepid apostles. We must follow their example. Spread the news, spread the word. God bless you, and God bless America.